Hello and welcome to Low Initiative, a D&D podcast for loose friends and looser NPCs.
Nope, not that.
Bad roles and worse acting?
Getting closer.
I'm Adam, and I play the character of Rot.
And I'm Nathan, your dungeon master.
Anyways, let's start the show.
Get the fuck out, Craig. That's going to be like my producer tag.
Get the fuck out, Craig.
Like at the end of the show.
Yeah, throw some reverb. Oh yeah, what do they call it?
Hi, I'm Paul.
Yeah, the like title
you
card.
Cumber.
It's a thing. I can't remember what it's called.
The post credit
robot.
Yeah.
I thought you were just gonna make it be your Jason Derulo.
Yeah, it'd be funny if I put like a bunch of reverb on it and stuff. Get the fuck out, Craig.
Speaking of getting the fuck out, you guys remember where you were?
We are in one of the scary tests.
We're in the
living the day of mourning.
Yeah.
We just discovered that the explosion is coming from that one place that we do.
Yeah, it's one of the towers in the city that's run by, what was the thing?
The Stroganoff.
The Canids.
Yes.
And we just made Matt into a Warforged.
He is no longer
last. That was fun. Yeah. No, that was the cutaway scene was Will getting a hammer out. Be like, don't move. And then the camera pans up to the sunset and you just hear a bonk.
That's right. Okay. So we're starting a new day then, wouldn't we?
Yeah. I think we had just started a new day. It's a new day.
With bonking Matt.
With bonking.
I don't think we actually bonked Matt today.
You guys jokingly bonked Matt at the end of the day, or at the start of the new day here. So really the question is, do you guys want to go through this loop with or without Matt?
Andre, are you okay with Matt just watching your parents for this little run of it so we can just book it to the towner we saw?
Yeah.
And try to start. Because I have a feeling we're not going to make it in a full loop where we figure everything out right away.
Yeah, you're probably right.
You might as well get as much information, start over, and then go with that.
Sounds good to me.
Cool. I'm going to take Matt off to the side, out of earshot of Ander. Okay, all right.
Okay.
Matt, this is your special mission. You need to stay here and watch Ander's parents die. Okay? Yeah. And then we're going to go try to solve it so that they don't.
Okay. Now, I want to make sure that I understand the plan.
Sorry, what'd you say?
Just want to make sure I understand the plan here. Because Raw came up with a plan last time that we kill everyone, and now you're saying you want me to watch his parents die. Do I need to kill Ander's parents?
When did I try to kill everyone?
I think that was a joking, or not a joking maybe, but one of the plans that was brought up. It might not have been Raw. It might have been Connor out of game. Like, what if we just kill everybody and then they don't, then it's not a problem.
That may be it. I just remember Rod trying to kill himself. That's part of his plan.
Yeah. Rod did want to kill. We're done. We're going out in a blaze of glory.
I mean, if you ever wanted to try some shit, like sketchy shit that ends in death, now is the time, really.
That's true.
You ever always feel like what it's like to not cast Featherfall? Go for it.
Yeah. I've always wanted to know how to do a kickflip, but I'm scared I'm going to die. So maybe I can practice in this situation.
Exactly. If you roll your ankle, it'll be unrolled in like a couple hours.
All right. Well, let's head into town.
We head straight to the direction we saw the explosion.
Oh. Andrew, hey, something to say.
Guys, is the sidebar over?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Bye, Matt.
Bye, guys. Hope you find your answers to life and death.
Thanks for watching over my parents and not killing them, Matt.
Not killing them. That's what we settled on. Okay.
Matt, I told you. I said just watch them die. Don't make them.
Okay. You know, you swing rules with you guys.
Tell them a good story. The story of your childhood.
I can tell them this time I disguised myself as tiefling.
Don't care.
Infiltrated.
Don't care what story.
Sure.
I'll tell that them good like story. My life depends.
Cool. So we're, as we travel, are we like making a game plan of like how we're going to hit the Canids? Do we want to hit the Canids? That's where saw the explosion coming from, right? Yeah.
Right. I'm thinking we do reconnaissance to try to figure out what's causing the explosion, who's involved, maybe things to look for in the aftermath, things we can, like any catalysts that start the explosion that we can put a stop to in a future loop.
I mean, it seems like the family that we visited last time might have some form of in with the Canith.
Yeah, they were the transporters, right?
Yeah.
The mules.
That's right.
Maybe something they brought them was a little too dangerous.
Yeah, I'm down for trying to hide away in some shipments.
That sounds good.
What did they say was shipped in? Fish? What'd they hide it in? They hid it in something.
That I don't remember.
Probably not fish. We're not really near anywhere that has fish, are we?
We're on a river.
Oh, we are.
Can I roll to try to remember what it was? A history check, perhaps?
Does anyone remember? Am I crazy? Don't they hide it in the fish?
I do not remember at all.
You weren't there.
Oh, well, that explains why I don't remember. I was sitting to watch for where the explosion came from. That's right.
Yeah.
I do a history check. I have to get 3 nat 20s in a row.
You'd have to read our minds.
Well, I don't remember. My history check was a 7.
I'm not going to roll because Connor the player totally remembers that they absolutely transport them in fish.
All right.
Or I can roll.
Nah, I trust
you.
Trust. Yeah, because otherwise my character got a 9. But I'm pretty sure you guys.
Nate also never agreed to the history check. I was just throwing it out there as a question.
Yeah.
So, that's true.
This is when note-taking and or listening to our previous episodes comes in handy.
You know, I'm halfway through.
I'm right. 99% sure.
I'm halfway through Trials of the Dragon.
They were hidden in fish.
It's to cover the magical smell.
Yeah, that magical smell.
Of the shards or whatever the heck.
It was hidden in fish.
Hell yeah. Looks like we're going fishing, boys. Actually, it kind of sounds like we're shooting fish in a barrel.
We're hiding with fish in a barrel.
We're hiding with fish in the barrel. Because, I mean, that's a pretty dangerous place to be, if you think about it. What if somebody comes to shoot the fish in the barrel? We'd be...
These fish fucked. Alive or dead already?
True. There are a lot of weirdos that would shoot fish in a barrel, whether they're alive or dead.
All right, so we got to figure out where the fish are coming from. I mean, we know who's transporting them, but we have to find where that shipment is, infiltrate it, and get in with it.
Yeah, the Caenoths have a tower that's like right on the water, right?
Yes, they have one of the other 7 Verbishards.
Verbishards.
Yeah, we're going to make sure that vernacular sticks. These 7 pillared Verbishards. Houses are
more Verbishards. Like Verbisharts. It looks like shit.
What?
Wait, hang on. I need to more like Verba Sharts. Those houses look like shit.
Nice.
Anyway, I was so excited that the soundbar stayed safe from the last time. It's crazy.
Actually, I forgot how to use those, but I'm glad you remember.
All right. Andrew, wasn't there like a shipping, kind of a well-known shipping area in this part of the city somewhere where that big guy carries the shipments, maybe?
Yeah, I definitely know where all the warehouses are because, you know, as a farmer, you need to know those things.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah. So I guess let's head that way. Yeah.
So you guys make your way into the city. You have Metrol. You know, there's a lot of other farmers and carts and whatnots that's going into town right now, as is what people do. And you're able to navigate away from the market up to kind of like where some storerooms are or some storehouses, like the people that would sell maybe less direct to consumer, like farmer market style, and more to
wholesale.
Like large, wholesale-y areas. And you make your way over there.
I'm smelling for fish, Nathan. I'm using my senses to try to smell me some fish and track those fuckers down.
You're able to smell some fish. I suppose I should have had your roll for fish, but there.
You can if you want. That was a lob to see if you wanted to have me roll for anything rather than just giving us the info. It's up to you.
I feel like fish is a pretty smelly smell. Although I feel like you would also put the fish in ice so that way they don't smell because you don't want rotting fish.
True.
So, yeah. Give me a perception to smell for fish.
Hell yeah.
I'm also really enjoying standing at my desk. It's just so free.
You look so aggressive.
Do you feel so...
like, not in a bad way, but very aggressive.
Lots of energy.
Yeah, power stand. I got a 15. So yeah, I'm like digging in the dirt a little bit, you know, listening, kind of taking the dust, squeezing it between my fingers, giving it a little taste. Like a Yukon Cornelius.
Omega 3.
You're feeling the cold breeze. You know, it's a hot summer's day or hot autumn day. You know, and the ice is that the fish are being cooled in is, you know, kind of blowing off and getting into you guys.
Smell that, boys. That is bad. But good for us, because I think that's what we're looking for.
It's definitely
the fish
in the air. Oh, my.
Yeah, that's the way, for sure.
There are definitely
good
fish around here.
Sweet.
Hopefully we find something relatively quick.
Yeah. I would like to click in on my left joystick and go into crouch stealth mode as we get closer to the as we get closer to the warehouse.
Good. Give me that stealth check for a sneaky approach.
Like, how densely populated is it in here?
So like it's a city street in a larger metropolis. It's like this is the capital of Cry. So it's definitely not pronounced Cry. We got to figure out how to say
this. It's C-Y-R-E. Cyrie?
Not.
Kyrie.
C-Y-R-E.
Siri.
Siri?
Sire.
All right. So we're going to call it Sire, which is known as the crown jewel of Galifar, the country. And this is its like crown city. It's also known as the Silver City. So like it's a populated city where you've got people kind of going to and fro. But I wouldn't say that like anyone's particularly like looking for you guys in particular. Like, you know, there are people around, but it's not like everyone's staring at you guys. Like, what are they?
Okay,
cool.
And I, seeing all these people coming around, do I notice anyone like fishing waiters or someone like anyone who looks like they're outwardly like doing work, maybe carrying a box around or something in this area, or looking like, you know, someone who looks more like in work clothes than standard like day clothes?
Yeah. So I want you to think about like you're kind of in the warehouse district and you see people, you know, moving boxes, not like they're individually carrying a box, but more like they are moving carts of boxes.
Yeah, pallets.
Yeah,
pallet jack. Yoldy pallet jack.
A medieval forklift of sorts.
Right. Do any of them look like they're particularly struggling with a packet, like a load or anything?
Oh.
Give me a perception check and see if you can find someone that's struggling.
Mm-hmm.
I'll help you with your load if you help me with my load.
11.
You know what I'm saying.
11. All right. So you're looking around and you're not really seeing anybody that is like physically carrying things. It looks like they're all kind of using tools and whatnot.
Okay.
And the
gotcha.
Best you can really kind of scope out is someone's, they're working basically like a dolly forklift. You know,
gotcha.
One of those on wheels that like you hand crank up, whatnot, and they're like not quite maneuvering it right, but it's not like a physically taxing thing for them. It's just like it's the three wheeled. How do I make this move the way I want it to?
Can I walk up to them and say, "Hey, do you need any help with that? Just like backing that sucker out. I know those can be a pain in the butt sometimes."
Oh, sure. Yeah, that'd be good. Are you with the union?
You know, not yet. I am looking for work though, so you know. Let's work on your problem first, and then you know.
Wait, yeah. You see, I don't think I can let you move this unless you're union. This is a union job.
I completely tell you what. I won't even touch it. How about I go over here? You know, I'll just kind of tell you left, right. You know, a little bit. Get you out of the stuck position. Beer mirrors.
Okay. Yeah,
right. We can help block some traffic for you.
Oh, hey, Ander, didn't see you there.
Yeah, hey there.
We're not expecting a cabbage load from you guys today. I think we just got ours like on Tuesday. What brings you here?
Dad sent me into town to check out some stuff. See what else, see if I could find any more deals to be made.
I'd love to help you out, Ander. I know times are tough on the farm, but it's just not that much that we're using cabbages for now that kimchi's kind of gone out of fashion.
Yeah, well, I guess next season we'll have to be growing something else, but I appreciate your loyal business.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like I pay for it or buy it. I mean, sure. I buy some with the stand, you know that. You know I stop by the stand. But yeah, no, this is just warehouse work.
I get it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Hey, who are your friends?
So, helpful one here is Rot.
Oh,
he's here. And the regal-looking one over here is Will.
Oh, man.
Where'd Will go?
I never did my investigation roll. Can I creep into the shadows behind him?
Yeah. Give me a stealth check.
Oh wait, that was investigation. That was not the right. That was not the right roll. Stealth. Ooh, dirty 20.
Yeah, okay, I don't see a regal looking person here, but okay, all right.
He disappears on occasion.
Don't we all? We all.
Yeah, these are some of my friends from the next town over, kind of visiting.
Okay.
For the day.
Cool. Well, I'd love to stay and chat with you guys, but I gotta get this shipment fish moving.
Yeah. Where are you headed?
Warehouse C-13.
All right. Yeah, we'll help you get on your way.
While they're talking to him, can I try to... I was just going to say, can I tell what the shipment is as I'm hidden in the shadows? Can I try to sneak into one of the storage...
He did pallets? Also just tell us what it was.
Right, yes. That's what I'm saying. Like, as he was... Oh. Yeah, I was going to ask, but then he told me it's fish.
Can you sneak into it? Give me a sleight of hand.
Oh, it's probably like a sealed crate, eh?
Yeah, it's a sealed crate.
Bummer. I wish I had cool magic shit that could help me in this situation.
Like Misty Step?
Like Misty Step, where I could... Well, I guess I still would have to be able to see
it. You imagine Misty stepping into a crate of, like, dead fish carcass and, like, just Yuck. Being slimy, stuck, unable to move because of how packed it is?
Yuck, man. I do have invisibility, I guess, which is pretty cool. Could I turn invisible? And wait, do we rest after each die, or do we keep whatever spell slots we had when we came into this?
I was allowing spell slots to be reset, yeah. But I'm glad that you asked about resting, because that'll come into play later.
Okay, so spell slots do reset, others stuff, not cool.
You've seen that you die and come back.
That's true, which is fun. Cool.
And so you retain your previous whatever form you were at the start of it as per Matt.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
So if you turn into a pig for any reason whatsoever again.
Because one person turned into a pig. You guys never let that go.
I still can't eat pork.
So I am going to cast Invisibility to try to aid in my hiding on or near this crate, since I'm probably not going to be able to bust into it without arousing suspicion.
Okay.
I can still, I guess, roll stealth.
Nah, I mean, you're invisible, you rolled a good stealth.
Cool. I'm hiding. I'm crouching on this crate.
I walk up to the worker, put my hand on him, cast Guidance, and say, we're going to get you cleared up and moving right on ahead to C-13, sir.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, man.
So I'll give him a plus 1d4 on trying to drive this thing.
Nice. Is it strength?
I don't know.
It's a little bit of strength, a little bit of insights and
it's a d4,
dexterity.
I guess.
Yeah, trying to figure it. Yeah. But he's got his...
That's really funny.
His, like, forklift pallet moving.
All right, let's start backing up a little bit. Straighten it out. Okay. Pivot. Okay.
Pivoting.
Straighten it back out.
Okay. I got it. Thank you, guys. Thanks for your help. I got it. Just going to take this on to C-13 now.
Mm-hmm. See you later.
Have a good one. I hope the rest of your shift goes well.
I do not remember his name at all.
Remember C-13.
are you on the
I think so. I think I'm still on the path. I haven't moved. I'm just crouched. I'm hiding.
I say loudly while he's still within earshot. Well, Devin, we best get heading looking for some work for the day since cabbages are no longer in.
Who's Devin?
Donder.
yeah. Hopefully they'll be a little more interested in our other crops.
I'm trying to use that as a reason to follow him, look for work at the warehouse.
Mm, okay, yeah, that was a good idea.
Do you want to follow him with me?
Yeah, sure. Okay. I guess let's do it somewhat. I'll try to be a bit sneaky, because I'm just going to get lost in the crowd and then find my way over there. Thankfully, I'm a little bit shorter.
Small.
I'm gonna just watch nonchalantly, like pretty naturally, keeping like a good amount of space where I can see it, but let other people cross in my path and everything so that it doesn't look like I'm just like right on his ass.
Ander, give me a stealth check. Rot, give me a performance check to your blend in with surroundings.
Ooh, 18.
Natural 20, 22.
Oh, performance. Okay. 22 for me as well, actually. 18 on the die.
You guys are, between Ander's stealth, Will being invisible, Rot being a charismatic son of a bitch, you guys are moving through the crowds with ease.
Is that a way that I can hack having super high charisma and not super high stealth, is I just persuade everyone to not see me?
Put up a finger and wink.
Wow.
Convince them you're supposed to be there, man.
That guy's real persuasive. I don't see him. This isn't reality, actually. Who knows? This is all projection in my mind.
If you had a high enough intimidation, could you just, like, no one looks at you, just walk through town and just no one makes eye contact? You're good. I think there's potential.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so you guys follow Grian and down to the...
his name's Grian?
Yeah, his name's Grian. You guys never asked.
I thought it'd be awkward. He knew my name.
Oh, it's true. That's the worst. And his name's Grian, so it's like, ugh.
Yeah, I should have remembered that.
Like, well, no, but you might be like, is it just Ryan? Is it Brian?
I don't know.
Is
it Grant?
Right. It was just some couple Gurs. Yeah. Anyway.
Cool. Can I just, while I'm nonchalantly following, keep a lookout and make sure that, like, no one's tailing us for any reason? Just, like, I want to keep aware of my surroundings.
Yeah, perception check that.
7. What do you think of that? You like that?
7. I think you lucky think... 7. That's actually good.
So you keep looking over your shoulder, and there's the same couple of people behind you.
I started to get paranoid, even though they're probably just walking the same direction. But I'm like, oops. I send a message to Devin, just mentally being like, hey, not to startle you or worry, but there are a couple people on our tail. Keep looking over and they're still there. They're going the same way we are. Just heads up. It's that guy in the overalls and the other one in the worker's jacket.
Okay, cool.
Keep an eye out.
I'll keep an eye on them.
They're keeping an eye on us, but they don't know. We're keeping an eye on them too, you know? We know they know, but they don't know that we know they know, you know?
Yeah.
But what if they know that we know they know? They know that we know that. Oh, God. Should we fight them? What do you think? Should we confront them right now?
I don't think that's necessary. Well, if we get into a fight, let's not throw the first punch. Let's parry and finish it quickly.
That's a good way to get knocked out.
Who said that?
Wait, am I close to them at all? Oh, I'm way ahead of you. Can I look back? Can I look around and see if there's any mischief? I want to use all my senses as well.
Yeah. Yeah, tell them what sense you want to use.
Your nose is already full of fish.
Yeah, it's true. Well, I'm not in the crate, which is still probably not great, but yeah, I just want to look around, see where we're going, try to maybe remember our route to get in here. So for future run-throughs, we can kind of...
Speed run it without having to talk to Grian.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Either go past him or just kind of find him on a further up on the route.
No, I mean, you're in a section of town that is kind of known as the Warehouse District. So a lot of these buildings look very similar. They're kind of uniform from warehouses. But it's also like, it's a well-laid out part of town, you know, as opposed to being a older part of town where these are just horse paths and things are kind of jagged and city's not well constructed. This is on a grid and like you're going straight lined and then like a turn and then like another straight line.
Gotcha. Like, so it's obvious where we're going.
I mean, maybe not obvious, but the buildings are lettered and numbered and like you go up and it goes like A, B, C and then, cool. You know, 1, 2, 3.
It's like New York's layout.
Perfect.
It's a grid system.
Yeah. I'm memorizing.
Is that Mr. John's joke?
Yes. Yes. Do I know if the Cane Vermishard has a warehouse attached to it?
It does not.
Okay.
Can we see past the buildings if we're heading towards the Vermishard, that particular Vermishard?
So you would know by what you guys just talked with Grian about that he's taking the shipment to the warehouse.
To the warehouse. If anything, we're going away from the Vermishard. But that's okay because I got an idea when we get there.
Cool.
Yeah.
Stick tight.
So you get to the warehouse.
I'm playing a little song in my head like, you go left, then you go right, then you go straight for a little while. First you go right, then you go straight. For a little to remember. And now we're there. Skibbity bop, scatting it.
Yeah. And, you know, Grian just kind of takes his little pallet that load and puts it over in the corner next to a bunch of other pallets and boxes of what you would assume to be fish. Unloads his thing and then starts heading back the other way down towards the docks where he came from to get another pallet load.
Cool.
I wave as bye, I Grian. Walk into. Oops, sorry.
No, I was just. Bye, Grian.
What? Who said that?
So you're in the warehouse already.
Yeah, I'm in there. I'm in there, like swim.
I'd like to walk into the warehouse and ask the first employee I see if I could see the hiring manager.
So a guy kind of stops up to you as you're coming in. He's like, whoa, this is, got to figure out a voice. What's up?
Oh, go blimey.
Oh, go blimey, brother. This is for employees only there, lad.
Wait, you switched.
Blimey, brother. This is for employees only there, lads.
Well, wonderful, because I'm looking to become one.
So that's just swindle.
Nice to meet you, and I stick out my hand, and I say, name's Rot. And I am looking for work, sir.
Yeah, it's Swindle here. I'm the hiring manager. I'd be interested in hiring. Yeah, you know, you kind of look a bit scrawny. This is, I don't mean to be saying that you're weak, but this is more of like a
physical labor and work.
You know, you're absolutely right. But I might not be the strongest, but I am. What I make up lack in strength, I do make up for with get up and go, self-starting, you know, some gumption. I'm a real hard worker. I might not be able to lift a 100-pound box, but I can lift 10 10-pound boxes in twice the speed as any other person.
I thought Raw was jacked. Maybe not big, but just jacked.
I'm lean kind of deal.
Okay.
He's got a 6-pack or an 8-pack.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But my muscles were built in the kitchen.
Warehouse workers need mass.
Exactly.
You see it when he's, you know, in his spring break 984 crop top.
Yeah. He needs some dirty bulk to get to warehouse level worker.
Even more than just loading boxes, I'm real good at organizing also. It's like, you know, I do it in my free time. I can't stand anything not tidy, or at least in the place it belongs. At the very least, you know, I can get, you know, shipments ready by organizing stuff from where they need to go. You know, I might not be able to carry the biggest boxes, but I'll get everything ready to get out of here.
So what you're trying to say is that you're more of like assistant managerial types then. You want to be working in the warehouse, not necessarily work in the warehouse.
I would love that, but you know, I understand that you got to work your way up. You don't just jump it at the top of the ladder.
Do you have any references there, me boy?
Actually, my friend Devin here, or God damn it, my friend Andre here. I worked with him and his family in the field with their cabbage farming and everything. Like, he'll attest to you that I'm a solid worker. In fact, I mean, I brought my reference here.
Hey, Ross, as good as they come.
Hey, so good to see you there, buddy. How's your father?
Hey, he's he's doing all right. Cabbage is kind of falling out of favor, but we're making do.
Yeah, I'm a bit surprised that it sounds like this lot of here worked on the farm for you. Didn't think you'd be bringing on help with the price of cabbage.
Well, we've been using him to kind of test out new stuff. He's good at keeping all the rows organized and making sure everything gets where it needs to be. So,
and how's your mother doing?
Oh, you know her, just always baking.
That she is. Well, yeah, I mean, you've been such close family friends for decades now. Well, that, you know, if you're willing to trust them, son, you're hired. I don't have time today to show you the ropes, but just sit back, observe, figure things out, and we'll talk more tomorrow, okay?
I reach out my hand and say, thank you, boss. I really appreciate it. How about we run to your office real quick, dot some T's, cross some I's, so we can get this squared away so, you know, it's all in writing.
Okay. Very prompt, punctual. I guess I got a few minutes to spare. Yeah, let's pop over to the office.
Wonderful. Yeah, I can watch the door here. Don't worry about it.
Yes. Thank you, Ander. Make sure that, you know, the workers have the sigil for the C-13, that they're coming to the right place.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you, Ander.
I send a mental message to Ander saying, when I get in his office, wait about 30 seconds to a minute to make a commotion, get him out of there. So
okay.
And then I follow him to the office.
So you guys get in the office, and he's like, opening filing cabinets, looking for some paperwork. And he's like, sorry, we weren't planning to hire anyone today. So, you know, I wasn't quite prepared. Where do we keep this? Janine, do you know where we keep the paperwork? Hiring an assistant manager. Why are we hiring an assistant manager? Janine, they're a friend of the Underhills. Oh, the Underhills. Did you hear how Lily's doing? Janine, I heard how Lily's doing. She's doing fine. She's baking as always. Do you have the bloody damn paperwork?
Hey, you. No, you can't go in there.
Sounds like someone's trying to get in. Janine, could you handle it? I'm with a new assistant manager. Fine, I'll handle it.
Assistant manager. Wow, you really are giving trust in your gut. I appreciate it, sir.
Of course. He's got that rustic charm. You love the whole Underhill families. They're good peoples. They know what they're talking about.
They're so delightful. Can't get enough of that pie also. My goodness. Here, let me help go through some of this paperwork with you to try to find the hiring, if you don't mind.
What a gumption from the assistant manager. Jumping right in, helping with paperwork, keeping things organized.
Thank you, sir. As I'm going through the paperwork, I'm looking for some sort of shipping itinerary that would have Canis, so I can try to figure out what shipment would be going out to them next.
Okay.
My thought process being, we can investigate that soon to figure out if whatever was being shipped caused the explosion. That's what I'm going for with all this. Just
cool.
So I'm going to start looking through the paperwork. You know, if I find the hiring one, I'm going to accidentally shuffle that to the bottom of the stack to, you know, buy time to keep looking for a shipping itinerary.
Give me an investigation in trouble.
13.
All right. So all the paperwork's here. It's just going to take you more time. Mm-hmm. I'm here. So you haven't found it yet.
Wow, you got a lot going on here. You know, it's funny. You look at the outside and you see just how, you know, you think, you know, it's a warehouse. And most people just, you know, think grunt labor, but it's crazy. Like, you know, with all that goes on, hiring, HR, keeping employees in check, healthcare, especially with all the stuff that's happened with the health potions and, you know, the whole island thing. You know, that makes healthcare a lot more expensive for the hiring. How's the union been? I've been hearing people talking a lot about that. I'm just trying to start conversation to...
Yeah, no, he turns and looks at you, and Swendell puts his hand on your shoulder. She's like, "Ah, my boy, you get it. You really get it. It's not just moving around crates. It's moving around lives."
couldn't have said anything better myself.
Bitch.
Meanwhile, Janine comes up to the front of the gate. She's, you know, just a halfling woman. She's like,
"Okay, if I see her coming, I'll be like, and stay out.
Yeah, you better run. Ander, thank you for keeping people out. Oh, they shouldn't be here. What happened?
Oh, just some local ruffians. Kids them, causing trouble.
Them ruffians.
Nothing I couldn't handle. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. You know, as well as one can be with our chaos of an organizing system. And now apparently we're hiring a new assistant manager.
Oh, he's one of the best. Hopefully he can help you maintain a bit more semblance of peace in this whirlpool of chaos.
One of the best. I've been managing this place pretty much by myself. Did he ever think to make me the assistant manager? No. But some bum off the street, a tiefling, just comes in, shows up, man. And is the assistant manager.
That's racist, I think.
Yeah. A tiefling. Yeah, he's a tiefling, so what about it?
You see many tieflings around here? That's Riffraff. He's not from around here, is he?
I mean, no, he's not from around here, but...
Exactly! He's coming in here, and he's taking my job!
He's taking our gerbs!
Boy, have we got an organization for guns for you.
He took my gerbs.
It's gonna take a few years for them to get around this.
Okay, funny. Well, you know, don't you worry, you still got your job, and I know he'll make your life a lot easier.
How's that?
Just imagine, everything coming to you, not anymore. Gonna be all on him.
Well, I'm not training him.
Well, then those questions will come to you instead, then, won't they?
See, so I gotta do his job and my job?
No, you gotta help him.
'Cause I've been doing his job for a long goddamn time, and they haven't promoted me to assistant manager, but no, just some guy off the street walks in here.
Have you made your desire known?
Of course, I talked to Swendell about this.
I am starting a fire.
I am also starting a fire. Just not a literal fire.
Can me and Swendell overhear all this, depending on how loud she is?
Yes, she is not quiet.
So while I'm looking through all the paperwork with Swendell, I go, so, boy, Janine, was it?
Oh, yeah, that's... Yeah.
What a firecracker. What does she take care of? What's she in charge of? She sounds like she's really got this place under her thumb.
Janine, don't burn the warehouse down.
Oh, don't let the missus bother you. You know, she thinks she's got what's going down here, but, you know, she's a busybody. She'll be fine. She'll just let her go. Just stay out of her way and it'll all be okay.
Oh, no, I understand. I just, you know, I just hope I'm not stepping on any toes here. I'm, you know, not trying.
Don't worry about that. 22 years of marriage and, you know, toes get stepped on every day, but you know, we smooth things out at the end of the night.
Wonderful. I love to hear that couples can learn to make it work one way or another. It's hard when you're in a relationship with the person you're doing business with.
Exactly.
And I'm still going through all the paperwork.
22 years. Me and her, we were just young kids back when we met. Hell, back when we met, she was taller than I was.
Boy, I would love to hear that story. And I got nothing but time to hear that whole story. God, another stack of papers, huh? Annie, go right ahead,
sir. He sits down and just starts telling you the story of how they met in graphic detail.
Is it enough time for me to go through all the paperwork to find what I'm looking for?
Meanwhile, a fire has been started.
Yeah, meanwhile, Will, what are you doing?
No, I just wanted attention. That can't be helpful, except, fuck it. I'm going to start setting some crates on fire and see how these folks react, if they know what they're transporting, or if they're just like, oh man, our fish are burning.
Okay.
It's
okay.
A fish fry.
Seems like the chaotic shit I would do.
It does. You're rubbing
Will
off
and Ron switch personalities.
So do you have a fire spell?
I certainly do. I have a little fire spell called Fireball. Firebolt. Fireball is different.
Fireball.
Just fuck them. No, it's Firebolt. I how else can I spin this to be even remotely helpful? I'm setting some fire to boxes, and I'm going around like, hey, what is your emergency preparedness plan? What do we do with, you know, what would happen if there were to be a fire to whatever workers are around me?
Are you still invisible?
No, I think if you cast a spell,
invisibility,
or do like any kind of, yeah, then you're not invisible anymore. If you do anything other than just kind of hang out.
So things are starting to burn and people are starting to recognize this. And, you know, people are like, hey, we gotta put the fire out. Gotta, you know, lost Rob fire. For a second. There he is. So people are reacting into this fire and starting to go to try to put it out. And word of fire has started to spread and hit to Janine up at the front, and someone's gone to like knock on the office door for Swindle. Janine and Swindle are like coming around and looking at this and be like, we gotta get this out. Oh there, yeah, that's gonna be bad. And good thing the fish are frozen. You know, it's burning, melting the ice and like starting
warm water, baby, fire and ice.
So, you know, like it's not spreading super fast because within these crates are a lot of ice and a lot of
cool. Back. Is it dry ice? Is it like, or do we have smoke and the dry ice smoke going on at the same time?
No, they haven't quite mastered dry ice. Bummer. They have flying cars, but they don't have dry ice. That's how this society has evolved. Yeah, but it is kind of like a chilled environment. So this fire is not spreading too fast.
Cool.
While they're working on that, I'm going through as fast. I like blatant disregard for, you know,
propriety.
Like, I'm not trying to keep them organized or to make it look nonchalant anymore. I'm going as fast as I can.
Yeah. All right. So you're now finding like the inventory manifest, what's coming from where and where it's going. And you're able to see the like three shipments that are going to the Caniths.
Okay. Can I make from how it's written, can I like deduce which shipments have like out of the three, are they all already on their way out? Have like one gone out, or can I at least tell where in the warehouse they might be?
Yeah, you can tell where these are and that they're going out to the Caniths.
There's also their order number is.
Yeah. Yeah, there's also, you know, manifests of, like, past orders that are going and, like, future. I was saying that you've, like, identified that these are the ones going to the Caniths today.
I grab a pen and paper and write down the, like, all the current order numbers for today and yesterday. And then I make a mental note of where I found that paperwork in case I come back here.
Perfect.
Oh, shit. Yeah, do we keep... That'd be an interesting experiment, actually, to, like... keep something in your pocket and just see if it comes with you.
Yeah, I'll keep the pieces of paper also for now. And I walk out of the room to, I guess, see a fire. And people
yeah, it's a small fire that they're putting out relatively quickly. At this point, three crates are destroyed by it and a couple more damaged, but like still maintaining some structural integrity. And like they're able to put out this fire.
Hell yeah. Can I read my internal clock and think about how much time we have left before everything blows up?
Sure. This has actually all gone relatively quickly. You also didn't take the time to like stop and talk to Anders' parents like last time. You pretty much just headed straight into town and headed for this warehouse on the walk. So you guys have like used one of your 3 hours, basically.
Okay, cool. Can I stroll out of the smoke and just be like, well, 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 what's the damage here?
Oh, it's about 3 shipments. So, you know, that's about 25 gold a shipment. That 75 gold, it's not good. Not a good damage, but recoverable.
3 shipments to whom?
This one's going to the Donata family, and that one's going over to the Bluegill restaurant. And actually, what the fuck are you?
I'm a representative of the Caniff family. I'm just checking on how our shipments are being treated. You know, consider it a surprise inspection.
Oh,
and I must say, I'm not impressed.
Give me an intimidation check.
Intimidation.
That's the vibe I was getting from this. Was
for sure. 23.
I'm so sorry. Let me take you over to the office. We'll get everything squared away straight away. We've got your shipments. We've got 1647, 1238, and 7983.
Beautiful. 1 second. Let me just memorize those numbers with a mnemonic device.
Can I see a name, like a contact person maybe for the Caniff representatives on the sheet?
The name Yondu.
What?
You see the name Yondu.
I walk up with Mr. Swim and be like, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry, I just overheard. Are you Mr. Yondu?
Indubitably.
Boss, I can take him right over. I actually, in the midst of looking for all my hiring paperwork, which actually, and I hand him my paperwork that I had. I got this ready. I'll meet you back in your office. Let me get started for you, and I think I can actually figure this out based on where that fire was. I don't think his shipment is anywhere here. I happen to stumble across it. I'll take him right over if you want to, you know, start figuring out finishing this paperwork up. I signed my half of things.
That's some real assistant manager type ship gumption. That's just on top of everything. Janine, honey, I think we're going to be able to take vacation.
Oh, sir, I appreciate the praise. Like I always say, people want to work for people that are kind back to them, you know? It's nice to have a kind boss. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. And the wages are okay?
You know, with an atmosphere like this, you know, the wages aren't the important thing here. But also, yes, they're quite acceptable. Thank you, sir.
Perfect.
I'll see you in a minute. Mr. Yondu, if you will follow me.
Sweet. I follow him. And I'll also try to memorize this paperwork as I'm looking at it to maybe do a forgery later.
Are they looking?
Nope. They let you guys just walk away to the office.
Nice work, Rod. We fucking got those guys.
I give
them
a little low fist bump.
Yeah,
real subtle.
Low bones.
Low bump.
Okay, so we deceived them. I'm not sure how we leverage that to get more helpful information. But, I mean, this paperwork is sick. We kind of know what shipments are going over there. 16-something, 17-something. Yeah.
What were those numbers again, since I'm looking at the paperwork?
I have a notepad open.
1647.
1647.
1238, 7983.
I'll definitely remember what these 4 random digits mean later.
Yeah, it's not like I just mashed keys on the keyboard and got answers.
1738.
And those are the ones going out today that have not left, correct?
Yes.
What are the numbers for their last order?
Fuck you.
You can just say 111 222 3333.
6845.
Man, Rob, this place really does need you. They don't even number their shipments sequentially.
6243.
You think that's bad? They have 2 people in charge of the shipping. Look at this. They have a guy, they have Janine running everything. That poor woman, she's like literally in charge of HR. She's the contact rep for the union. So she's already trying to run a business and be the representative. That's never going to work. She's trying to get them health care.
Is that a conflict
like I
of
said,
interest?
They got her, now me, running this place, and they have a shipping director person. I don't know what the hell he's doing, because they're just cross-referencing their shit over and over. They're double doing this. They don't know how to run a business. They can't be turning a profit.
Is a union rep even allowed to be upper management? That seems
no,
like a conflict
they have
of
to
interest.
Be from an out,
I don't
they
think
have that. The representative. Or Janine.
And also married to the guy that's...
She's the co-owner of the business and also the union rep? That seems impossible.
That's what I'm saying. This place does not run well. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I love organizing shit, but damn.
This sounds very strange. You know what? You should take some PTO, Rot, from this.
I already signed up for 200 hours PTO.
That you have for the next 2 hours before everything's obliterated.
They gave me $200 PTO and 46 gold up front.
How is this place? It's got to be. I mean, it's got to be a front, right? Oh, well, yeah. Okay, so we knew that already, actually.
I don't think they know it's a front, though. I've been looking through everything. Like, there was one name, like, on the shipment that I didn't recognize, but I only have met two people.
How do they not know it's a front? Do you think the Canis are just sneaking stuff in here?
I don't know. Let's go check out these shipments.
Yeah, this seems very improbable, but this whole business model. At least there's not an MLM that we know of yet. Gotta go through these books.
This was the start of Roth's
his obsession with
when I talk about a new world tiefling order, it's literally just to organize things. It's not to like actually have control. It's just to make things run smoother.
Nice.
I can get behind that.
Cool.
Do we find these
shipments? you're able to kind of identify where these shipments would be,
the big numbers on each, like on this map.
Yeah. And they're kind of, they are spread out throughout the warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
They're being placed by intake, which is a sequential numbering system. But these are like intake from different areas, you know, different types of fish. You want to have a well-balanced diet. Ooh. You don't want to always be eating lake trout. Sometimes you've got to get some, you know, sea fish.
Yeah. So, shellfish.
Yeah. Cool. See, they are sequential numbers, Devin.
Okay. Yeah, everything, all right.
Everything.
Determine what time these shipments are supposed to be going out. Are they like late in the day or like within the next like hour or 30 minutes or something?
Within the next hour.
Okay. Cool. Well, let's start busting these open, sir. Wink, and make sure that your product looks okay.
Absolutely. I get out. No, I don't need to use magic.
I would use my sword, but it's a rapier. It'll just. I can't imagine that will.
Oh yeah. That probably wouldn't work so great. Yeah, you guys, I look for a crowbar. You guys get a crowbar? Pop this open. Yeah. Yes, yeah. I know how to use a crowbar. Oh, wait, my voice. Yes, I would never stoop so low as to use my own crowbar. Could you pop this open for me?
Here, I can take that from you, lad. Let me see that. What's your name again?
Lubert.
Lubert, nice to meet you. My name is Rot, new assistant manager here. Nice to meet you. I'll take that crowbar, and me and Mr. Yondu here are going to continue working now. If you could just... If you wouldn't mind, I believe there was a fire. If you could just check on that inventory and make sure, like, get a count for me of what's what is salvageable and what is not.
A damage count, sir?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Take your time. I'd rather it be thorough than fast.
Of course, a damage count.
If you don't have time to do it right the first time, when will you find time to do it again, sir?
I appreciate Lubert. Thank you.
And Lubert runs off after handing you his crowbar. There's always a Lubert with a crowbar.
Excellent. Man, having a position in part makes this shit easy.
Strength check. I see what you're pantomiming.
14 plus 0.
Plus 0? Okay. I thought you were jacked.
No, we had this conversation.
Oh, you're right. He's lean. He's cut. He's not jacked.
All right, you're able to pry. It's boards on a thing. It's made to be opened. Made to seal, but also made to be open. So, all right.
Sweet.
You open it up, and initially fish and a bunch of ice kind of falls out.
Excellent. Hop in, man.
I mean, isn't that going to look pretty silly? Okay, I tried to make sure that nobody else was watching. Is the person that's supposed to be the inspector and has already established a character of being very no-nonsense jumps into a fucking crate of
fish. Dude, you know, I'm not getting it. It's sticky. It's not going to be me.
Perfect. Yeah, can I observe my surroundings and make sure nobody's watching?
Give me a stealth check to get in unseen.
I'm going to assist by checking the other wherever he's not looking.
Wow. A 22. Unbelievable.
You climb into this. Now, are you climbing in to like investigate the crate and like go through it more thoroughly, or are you climbing in to
I guess
hide?
I'm getting shipped there.
I thought we were going to look for whatever, like if there's a product being shipped.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I'll investigate then. I thought he was like...
Yeah, get in, bro. We'll meet you there.
Can't we open the side of the crate so that it spills out instead of fucking... Yeah, whatever. All right.
Another two for sure. That's a much better idea.
Yeah, why am I being stealthy about it? All right, I'm stealthily searching through, even though that's my fucking job.
All right, so under the like first few layers of fish and ice, you find dragon shards.
Hell yeah.
And we've discussed dragon shards in the past, but for anybody who's forgotten, they're kind of the MacGuffin of this world that contain electricity, or as it's better known in this world, magic.
Ooh.
And can be used to power larger, more magical devices. They're also what power your tattoos, because the people were in dragon shard mines, and they can kind of break down the dragon shards and turn it into ink and whatnot.
So
that's how
yeah.
you get magical tattoos.
Do our tattoos like glow and shit when we're near it? That'd be fucking sick. Oh, that'd be so fucking dope. It'd probably be bad because then we'd be walking around glowing and shit next to the secret stuff. Like,
that also sounds like radiation poisoning.
Hell yeah. Well, no, you said it's like the energy source.
Yeah, yeah, but I just think that if you have stuff in your body that glows.
What about my
bioluminescent, dude? Totally.
What about my what about my fucking I have like tattoos of like dragon scales because I'm like part dragon or something. That was part of my not warlock
yeah, when you're
sorcerer
a dragon
thing.
Sorcerer.
Yeah, I'm a dragon sorcerer. Does that glow a little bit?
I don't know. When is that supposed to glow?
No. I just thought it'd be kind of fucking cool if I was like around the stuff.
Yeah.
The product, and all of a sudden you're just like, it's like glowing in my hands.
These are called dragon shards, but like
it's like a
it's like the name. It's like, oh yeah, dragons are these magical, powerful beings. We've got these shards that contain magic. We just call them dragon shards, even though they have no connection.
That makes sense. Cool. So yeah, I'm just holding this shit, and I'm like, oh, they got the good stuff. I lick it a little bit to make sure it's the good stuff.
It tastes tangy and electrified, like and licking an outlet
with a hint of
or nine
fish,
volt,
a little bit of miso.
Yeah. It's also very cold.
Oh, from the ice? Because it's cold.
Okay. His tongue stick to it?
Not quite that cold.
Oh, that'd be... All right, guys, we got the dragon stone, the dragon shards. So, I looked it, and it was very cold, so my tongue is... I can't really speak with my tongue right now.
It's not metallic, it's just, you know.
I think it shocked my tongue a little bit too.
Like
so there's a little bit of electricity in my
off.
Tongue, and my tongue is cold, so I can't talk right.
Just going full Jar Jar, get that tongue zapped.
Yeah, my persuasion is no longer good because I sound like my tongue is cold.
Well, I think we just figured out possible source of the explosion, guys. Where's Ander right now?
I guess I am still manning the front door unless the guy has come back to relieve me.
No, they're you know, they're taking a break.
All right. Do I see anybody good for them?
Breaks.
Do I see anybody with like an extra uniform or something?
I'm trying to think why there would be someone with an extra
He's wearing
uniform.
Two uniforms. I just turned
like
them inside out.
Like a break room
put the other
with
one
a
on
uniform
the
or something.
Or like a smock to throw on.
You give me a investigation, try to find like a smock or something.
All right. I'm also going to cast guidance on myself. Because...
Who's your god again?
Arawe. That's god 12.
So you find one, but it's not a halfling-sized one.
Nice. I'll wear it.
It's just a human-sized one.
Perfect.
Cool. Does it have like a hat too that kind of like is too big and dips down over his eyes?
This just means that they won't be able to tell who I am.
Yeah, sure. Okay. So you've got that.
All right. See, is there like a broom or something?
You can find all of that.
I'm on a broom.
I clean here.
Yeah, I'm a janitor now, and I'm going to go over to where Rot has filled some ice in fish. Start like very slowly kind of cleaning up stuff so I can join everybody else.
Okay.
Yo, Ander, look what we found. Check this out.
Dragon, damn. Dragon shards.
I reach and grab a couple battery or dragon shards next to Will's Omega 3 covered body.
Wow. Yeah, those are definitely powerful.
And they're slimy. Oh, man.
Yep.
We should test and see if these are the unstable ones.
Shake it.
I'm not sure how to do that, but I'm guessing something that the Caniths are doing is what's causing them to be unstable.
Totally.
Oh, it's probably true.
Why do you think they need to have these secretly packed and shipped?
I don't know politics, man. My best guess would be some form of arcana check, maybe? I don't know.
You guys want to check the other two crates, make sure, see if those are just fish as well?
Yeah, get your own crate. I'm hiding in this one.
I reach out, be like, you want a hand out of there?
Oh, I thought, you're not shipping me there? We're not riding in crates to the place that we're going?
Do you have a hammer and nail to shut this back up? Well, I guess we do have a hammer.
Start putting soles in all the nails. That's fucked up.
All right, get in there. I'll cover it under. Help me get the lid back on.
Oh, my. Oh, wait. Well, let's...
Oh, you if think we're going to
go, let's go a different way.
Yeah, I guess I mean, last honestly, time I rode on top of the crate.
We know where the Canids kind of live. I got their address right here on this piece of paper.
That's yeah, they're in that real tall Vermishard. Yep.
Tall Vermishard.
I mean, it's got to be... Yeah, I don't think the issue is that we didn't know where they lived. It's how do we get in there, you know, noticing without them seeing
it. Yeah. Yeah, but if you go in a crate, there's no guarantee they open it before boom.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, we can hop in one of the other two crates.
What if you give me the crowbar and then you hammer me in? I have magic. I can just blow the... Oh, and very unstable stuff.
I keep forgetting that is how this works. Yep.
You want to play crate dot quirker?
You might get stuck in the crate. That'd be terrible. Sorry, what'd you say, Rot?
I said, you want to play crate dock worker? You get hammered, or we get hammered, and then you nail me?
Oh, hold up.
I don't want.
That was a good one, Rot.
Thanks. Plus, we can just get him one of the other two.
Yeah. Yeah, just seal me in, and then I guess for the other ones, the last person in won't be able to nail themselves. God, we should have brought Matt.
How big are these things? Are they big enough for all of us fit? I pictured them, like, you know, pretty decently sized.
Yeah, they're big.
Come on, we'll just all hop in one or something. Or I'll
refrigerator get you two box
in
sized.
Can I use Mage Hand to hammer us in?
You need the hand can't light?
Attack. Oh my god, it probably could.
It can carry up to 10 pounds. It can't carry more than 10 pounds. Hand, a spectral floating hand, a point within range, a point you choose, not that you see. The hand lasts for the duration or until you dismiss it as an action. If it's more than 30 feet away from you, it disappears.
So I'll use Mage Hand to hold the nail, and you'll use Mage Hand to hit the hammer.
And then we do a silly, like, my Mage Hand hits the thumb of your Mage Hand, and it shakes. It's like, ooh, ooh, ooh.
Eventually you guys figure it out, and the Mage Hands high-five each other.
Oh, man.
All right, let's go check out those two other packages.
Put some Mage Ice on your Mage Hand.
So I do want to ask just some practical questions.
Do you think there's a flaw with this plan? Do you see any logistical issues?
All right, so we're just going to run through a few things here. You guys go to the other two crates. They're basically the same sorts of things, just different types of fish, more dragon shards.
That's my
name. Actually, sorry, I lied. No, there are not dragon shards in the other ones. There's only dragon shards in this one.
The other two are just actually fish.
What are the other ones?
Yeah, the other two are just actually fish.
Oh. What's the one of the three labeled with the dragon shards?
It says on the top fish, but actually dragon shards.
Well, like, we would see the shipping order number on them.
Yeah, that's 7983.
Okay, I'm just going to put a little asterisk next to that. All right, I nail up all the two fish boxes. I go, so you want to ride inside, or?
I guess. I mean, if there's room. I feel like we don't want to ride in the fish boxes. Out of here.
Rot, when are these supposed to go out? You know the manifest now.
Probably in about 10 minutes, I'm assuming, after the time it would take to open two other crates and seal them back up.
Yeah, you're getting close to shipping time. And you said they were going out within an hour.
Yeah. All right, yeah. I guess let's do it.
All right. You guys both hopping in?
Yeah, if there's room. I feel like we shouldn't leave fish out and around if we have to scoop them out to make room.
I got that. Now, I'm going to stay outside. It's icky in there.
Icky.
I pull out some rats, toss them on the ground, and be like, feastful children, so they can start eating the fish.
just eat all the fish before they... that we took out to make room. That's
here, you roll for how many
rats. Horrifying visual.
That was going to be one of my questions, is what did what were you guys going to do with all the fish? But I guess that answers it.
What are you going to do with the rats?
I'm going to get Janine's ass on it. Yeah. That's what I'm going to do. There's an infestation.
More rats to eat the rats that ate the fish.
One cat.
All right. So you guys get in there.
Seal those two up, and I'm like, I'm not getting in. I'm just going to be like, I'm going to make sure the shipment makes it there myself. You know, I chatted with Yondu, and he trusts me. We had a good rapport. He already took off.
Okay.
I'm going to meet up there.
And it kind of feels like you guys could have flip-flopped this one. But you know what? You did it this way.
Wait,
is that Swindle or Nate?
Because I'm supposed to be, the Caneth representative, yeah. And I'm just gone.
Yeah, this is Nate making real time social commentary on, or not social, just commentary, just director's cut commentary on the plans of the party.
My thought process on that is if Yondu, played by Will, shows up at the Caneth place, they'll immediately go, "You're not Yondu."
That's not Yondu.
Where if I go and say I'm the new assistant manager who's making sure this shipment made it because of a fire, I just wanted to make sure everything made it appropriately. Mm. That would track better than fake Yondu showing up and then immediately being,
yeah,
who?
Okay. We gotta find the real Yondu so I can see what he looks like. And
he shows up as we're leaving. I shouldn't have said that.
So you guys, you're in the crate and it gets moved out to kind of like the backyard, the yard behind the warehouse, not like a backyard, like a house backyard.
There's a swing set.
And then they kind of like signal, and Owen, the Colossus Warforged, reaches down and picks up like the crates and goes and puts them on the Canis Verbishard.
Hell yeah.
And I rode with him to be safe.
Yeah, and Rot rode with him to be safe. Cool. It's very convenient just having this Colossus thing there.
Hey, Andrew, do you have the crowbar?
I thought Rot.
Oh, fuck.
Okay.
Do you have magic? Yeah. Oh, I have magic.
Yeah.
We're good. We can boss out of here.
So it's, we're just there, right?
Yeah, you're just
and
there.
And no one is coming to accept this delivery?
You know, they got put up there and people are going to come out in just a minute. It's not like there wasn't someone standing there waiting. Also, I really thought that "Do you have a crowbar" was leading into the punchline of, "Or are you just happy to see me?"
Oh, nice. That would have been better.
It's really where I thought that was going. Yeah, so they're coming out to like grab the shipment, and there is a kind of regalish looking elf in house Caneth colors who's marching out to greet you guys. You know, he has the kind of bull sigil of house Caneth on his lapel.
Nice to meet you, sir. Sorry.
As well as just like some normal people that are not people, sorry, some Warforged, but like older model Warforged without souls.
Warforged aren't people? Damn. Oh, they don't have souls yet. That's right. They're not people.
The original Warforged without souls. There are Warforged with souls at this time, but like the ones that are just here for like menial house tasks, like moving boxes.
They're just Roombas.
Yeah.
I say hello to the elf man, like, "Hello, sir. Shipment, orders number, you know..." Forgot the name. "The orders number 1647, 1238, and 7983 here. Are you, let's see, signing person, a member of House Caneth or appointed member Yondu?"
"Oh, yes. My name is Yondu. I'm here to sign for the shipment. Although
nice
usually
to meet
these
you,
just
sir.
Get dropped off. It's harder to get shipments up here than it is to sign for them."
I understand.
I don't think
that
I can impersonate that guy's voice.
"But, you know, Mr. Yondu, like, my name's Rot. Nice to meet you." And I put my clipboard under my arm and I reach out my hand.
"Yeah. I'm not going to shake your hand because I just saw you touch your nose with it. But the pleasure is mine."
"Very nice to meet you, sir. Anyway, I thought I'd come with this delivery myself. See, my name is Rot, like I previously stated.
Yeah,
I'm the..."
"You did mention that your name was Rot."
"Yeah.
Like the iron."
"I'm the new assistant manager at the warehouse, and, you know, I know normally it just gets dropped off and the hassle and everything, but I thought, what a better way to meet customers face-to-face and create a personal connection. You know, there's going to be some changes going on down there, mainly for the better. Got a lot of issues to work out down there, but ultimately, after I get things organized and worked out, we should be starting to save money as a company ourselves, and by turns, extending those savings to you. So it's a pleasure to meet you, sir. If you'd like, let's head on in, get these shipments inside, shall we?"
"Oh, no need for you to come in and for us. We'll take it from here."
"Oh, I understand, but, you know, I can't sign my side of things until I see firsthand that they are where they are meant to be, the end of the destination, you know? I'm a thorough employee. I like to make sure jobs are done start to finish."
"Listen, I appreciate what you're trying to do here, but the thing is that we have security risks of our own, so that'll be all. Have a nice day.
Well, sorry, sir, but no signature, no shipment. I understand. I'm trying to get you a savings, and it would...
I've already signed, and I do not think you want to lose our business.
I'm thinking to myself, man, fuck it, I'm only here for another hour. Honestly, sir,
fuck it.
I think if we lose your business, it's going to send a strong enough message to the other houses and other customers that we have that we mean business the proper way now, and we don't do things half-assed, and that they, if they would like to continue getting their supplies as needed, they should fall in line. Unlike yourself, I'll have this shipment taken back to the warehouse. It's fish. They're in market. Will won't have a problem finding a new buyer.
I'm not calculating how he would play this.
I feel like that's a pretty good like intimidation.
It is, but also
he knows what's in the shipment, and he's gonna fucking.
He knows what's in the shipment.
Exactly. I'm saying I'll take it right back.
He's like,
can you wait here just a moment?
Of course, sir. Absolutely, I understand. You know, like this is a big request. It's a big change in protocol. You follow things as needed.
You're having absolutely a lot of big feelings right now.
I just need to make a call to Fred Donata.
Is he within eyesight?
No, he's on his own Verbishar.
Okay. Oh,
is Yondu?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Yondu's going to go inside the house to make a call.
And the Warforged?
The Warforged are kind of standing there.
But they are just Warforged for simple purposes kind of deal.
Yeah.
How you guys doing? You guys having a good day? I say to the general amount of Warforged.
They kind of just stand there.
Cool. I grab the crowbar and I bust them that open through the same thing that could pop off the top.
Surprise!
All right, guys, let's move. We only got a couple minutes. Let's go.
God.
Come on.
Can't leave any witnesses. And I do a firebolt to one of the Warforged.
Get that sticky
there, off. Took it.
All right, let's go. We're here. We gotta
died with honor.
Will Ander, as you guys step out of the crate, give me dexterity checks.
Sticky, oh, man, slippery boys.
Yeah, we're slipping on the...
If this is a saving throw, you get +5.
Oh.
It is not.
It's not a saving
straight
throw.
Straight up
dex. Yeah.
Okay,
can
dirty
I persuade
20.
You to make it a saving throw? That's a 4.
So Ander is able to get out and walk normally. Will, you are experiencing some major cramps from being in this cold bath and then basically trying to get up and move.
Yeah. That makes sense. I'm also very tall, so I was crammed uncomfortably in this.
Yeah, I could just stand up.
Wait, how tall is Will?
I think he's supposed to be not quite my height, but like 6'2", I think. I think I made him as tall as young William Smith.
Mm, okay.
Who is exactly 6'2".
How old?
And I,
old William Smith.
And Ander is 3'2".
So Ander was fine. This was not too cramped for him.
No.
Yeah.
I was not.
All right,
just go on. You guys go ahead. I'll follow from behind here. I don't feel great. Can't run very well right now. I'll just hold you back. Oh.
I don't have anything healing I could cast on you. Oh, well. All right. Let's start exploring. We don't got much time.
All right. Yeah. Run around back the house. See if there's another way in.
I follow along with you.
So you guys make your way to the back of the house. And as you're kind of circling the house, you're noticing that it is pretty much house-like as a house would be.
Is there a backyard? Does this have a backyard?
How house-like is this house?
House-like on this giant rock spire.
Yeah. So it has a backyard. It has one of those Noah's Ark-style play sets made out of wood for the kids.
Man, that's fucked up. That was a flood that wiped out all of humanity.
Yeah, but you got to remember God's love, so that's where you play.
It's like at the. You guys ever see at the fair sometimes the inflatable Titanic slide? You know what I'm talking about? It looks like an inflatable sinking Titanic, and you like climb to the top and you just slide down the bottom.
Oh, it's terrible!
Wow,
too soon.
Terrible.
Too soon, fairground ride.
So you make your way around the house, and you kind of peek into the windows as you're going around, and like there is a kitchen, there's a dining room, but also like every other room kind of seems to be like a library where people are like sitting in and studying, and like there's just like a shit ton of books on this main level that you're seeing people look at or contemplate or sit at a desk and like jot things down.
Gotcha.
Where do we start? I mean, obviously inside, but like, I don't even know what's going to happen with those shards that they could possibly do in the next hour.
It's got to be, I mean, I'm sure they've got some already inside. outside that are already working on probably. These are just increased supply, maybe.
So inside it is. Do you know how to open the door?
Wait,
hold on. I'll see if it's locked
particularly.
First. I grab the door handle to see if it's locked.
The door is not locked.
Not?
Not locked.
Thank you. I was hoping you'd say that.
Good thing we didn't spend a bunch of time trying to pick it.
We're on a fucking massive spire that no one can reach. Who's going to be breaking in? How are they going to be breaking in? Taxi. Never.
Yeah, but...
All right. So we go in?
We go in.
I'm going to try to avoid attention.
Did I catch up to them while they were trying to figure out if the door was locked or not?
Yes. Now you are a little bit slow. Like, you know, your movement is 25 feet around, not 30... feet at the moment. No. You're 35 as you're, you know, kind of still working out these cramps.
I'm limping along behind.
Yeah, him. Your leg fell asleep.
Yeah, doing like a little jog where I like kind of jog a couple steps, but I'm like hopping as I jog.
Mm-hmm.
While in the house, do I hear Yondu on the phone and coming from any direction?
Yes, you would hear him more towards, you guys came around back, so we'll say like there's a front office study, you know, northeasterly of where you are.
Okay, I'm gonna sneak around the house very quietly to avoid going in a room near him and look, start opening like doors that look like closets or whatever to try to find like a basement.
Yeah, so you don't have to look too hard to find a basement because kind of the center of the house is a giant spiral staircase. That's not like hidden. It is almost like the main feature of the house, like grand hallway with a giant spiral staircase leading down. And very cool. There's a second floor, but it's really more the down that you're probably interested in.
That would be correct.
Yeah. Are we like noticing any other people in the house?
You are noticing other people. They do all bear the mark of House Caineth, that bull, or are warforged. It doesn't seem like there are any like human lackeys around. You're not seeing like a cook that's just a human or like a bellhop that's a human. It's like either house members, which one thing to kind of make clear about Dragonmarked houses, there are both Dragonmarked members who are family, and there are other people who are like just shown aptitude for this thing. So you could either be born into House Caineth, or later in life you could convert to House Caineth and be accepted by them.
And
you can earn.
Yeah, yeah. So like you could either be born with the bark, which gives you kind of advantages and like intelligence and technology and that sort of thing. Or if you're just like really technologically savvy and you study and you were like a really good artificer, you could apply to be part of House Caineth and they might accept you. But there is kind of a cap on those people.
Daphne would love to be right now.
Couldn't be more right. So what do you think? We should split up?
I don't think we're going to see anything until we go down to the basement, but...
Okay.
Yeah. Is there a banister that we can slide down, maybe? My leg's still a little sore.
There is.
Hell yeah, I'm doing that.
All right. So you guys just walk down the stairs?
Quietly. I kind of test each step before I put my full weight on it.
I'm sliding down the banister, so I don't give two shits about the stairs or the noise I'm making.
Yeah. So as you slide down, you're seeing this all in rapid succession. As you are you in the inner or the outer side of the spiral staircase?
Probably the inner, right? Because the outer would have like little supports that like connect to the wall and stuff that probably wouldn't be good for sliding, but the inner would probably be more vertical supports, maybe. I don't know. I'm imagining that like there's the inner side and then you can kind of look down the like spiral and like see from the inside, maybe all the way to the bottom, or I don't know how far down.
Yeah. So one of the first things you notice is how far down this goes. And it goes pretty far down, but also it like opens up as you go below, say, the second floor beneath. So like it's a conveyor belt. It's a giant assembly factory underneath here. They are mass creating Warforge throughout this building. And like there's a section over on your left where they're like assembling the arms and the hands. And like over there, they're assembling the legs and like the torsos. But you kind of get to see down at the very bottom, kind of off back wall on the far side, what you would maybe only have heard tale of, but it's the creation hearth, where they pass through it, and before passing through, they are an assembled warforged. After passing through, they are a warforged, and they begin to walk and move on their own.
That's crazy. Yeah, did what's his name kind of tell us about, did Quiet kind of tell us about the furnace? I feel like that sounds like the hearth of...
I don't know if he specifically would have, but, like, it is something that you maybe would have heard of, or, like, you know, hey, there's this new race, they're called Warforged. And, like, they were made by the magical house Caneth. Like, I don't think it would be super in detail talked about in schools, gotcha. But, like, it would certainly be, you know, newsworthy in the day.
Oh, Will went to college.
Trot went to college.
Yeah, I did.
First one in my family.
Cool. So we got this whole thing. Yeah, can we, like, investigate, see? So we see this giant hearth creating the warforges. Are there people, like, attending to it, I'm assuming? Like, they're loading up the warforge into the thing, and then they kind of escort them away to their new job on the other side?
Yeah, so, like, there's, you know, people monitoring the different... different segments, you know, pressing the conveyor belts and functions and buttons. And then it almost looks like they're doing like a medical examination when they get done. Kind of like, okay, now raise your arm, right arm, raise your left arm. And like, you know, here's some auditory responses, because these warforges they're creating now have souls or personalities that you would know of, or, you know, they've cracked that code there.
Does that mean we can find the anvil again in here?
Well, so they're not using the anvil anymore. That was primitive processes. They're now using this creation hearth.
So we can't steal the whole hearth.
Not steal the entire hearth.
Yeah, it'd be tough.
But I want you to picture this like kind of archway.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they're like on a conveyor belt, and they move through said archway. And as they like pass through it, they then have like the personality or soul.
Hell yeah. So it's kind of like the Minecraft fucking portal thing to the Nether, where it just looks like this big, like, you know, thing on fire that you just like magically pass.
And maybe fire isn't the best way to describe it, but there is like some sort of translucent,
very hot.
Something that's seeable, but move-throughable, like a force field, but
yeah.
I don't know, like, you know, Star like Wars, the Gungan. Yeah, a mist might be a good way to think about it.
I wonder what will happen if I try to walk through that. Might actually get a fucking personality.
You have a lot. What do you mean? You're a huge personality.
It's a joke, Will.
Hey, listen. It's Will. Listen, I just want to make sure, you know, that you're not getting down on yourself, because you're great.
Yeah.
You understand me?
You have a fantastic soul already, as is.
You have spunk and pizzazz.
You guys are so nice. I wasn't trying to go fishing. We already got plenty of those out in front.
Oh, that's another good joke. Man,
I still got one in my pocket.
Yuck.
Toss it through that.
Holy shit, that's actually, yeah. Yeah, see what happens.
The fish gets up on its back, two fins, and he's...
I will toss the fish through.
Oh my god, he did it. I didn't think he'd actually do it.
I mean, why not, right?
Oh my god, Andrew, you're such a wild card. You're so fucking funny.
As you approach, if you do approach the hearth, you are...
All the workers?
Yeah, you are noticed.
Hey man, just doing some quality checks. We gotta throw this fish through here. It's just, maybe you're new here, you haven't seen it. We gotta do this every month, just to make sure.
Standard fish check.
Yeah, chill out.
Who are you?
You don't see me.
Intimidation.
Andrew, intimidation check?
Oh, man. Come You've on, done it on. Now. Oh,
shit. I rolled a 3, so 8.
The man's carrying a fish. You don't want to mess with him. It's a halfling with a fish. You don't want to mess with this guy. Can I assist?
Do you intend to bludge me to death with a fish?
I smack him with the fish.
Oh?
Was it a sardine? It was just
that'd be big enough to fit in his
like
pocket.
Starting a gentleman's duel.
This man has accosted me with a fish.
That's what you get for asking questions. Now, let us do our checks, please.
Excuse me. What are you doing in my home?
I'm still walking.
Who said that?
I, Star Indicateth.
I'm looking around for him. Do I see him, I should
is
say.
Is he here?
Yes. He's approaching you.
That's a disconnected, ethereal voice.
Honor, keep walking towards him. I walk up to Mr. Kenneth and block his path. Nice to meet you, sir. put my hand out. New assistant manager at the warehouse. Name is Rob. How do you do?
Guards.
Guards. Hey, whoa. Listen, is this because I'm a tiefling? That's pretty presumptuous.
It's because you're not a member of my house. Down in down in the Whitehearth Earth Creation Forge, which is an area that no outsider, no non than Caneth should be in.
Whoa. We did not mean to get here. We are delivering your three orders from the warehouse, your fish orders. Look, we talked to Yondu. We got a new process going on over there. He told us to bring the shipment in. We are just trying to, we got turned around. He said to take it in, take it on down. We thought that meant downstairs. That's why we're down here with the fish and our fish, right? See?
You know it.
Look, it was an accident. We got turned around. Just talk to Yondu. Go upstairs. Talk to Yondu. He'll sort it all out. Sir. Boss.
Give me a deception check at disadvantage.
Ooh. So we got, let's see, deception. So we got a 23 or an 18.
That's not bad.
I will talk with Yondu, but first, guards, I need you to shackle these three.
Am I seeing anywhere with, like, that looks like it's used for experimentation or development?
Oh, yeah. A big wall or a big door that says, warning, do not go through here. Secret stuff on the other side.
Yeah, exactly.
So you are seeing like kind of other rooms where they're like taking Warforged in, testing them, or like, you know, prototyping arms like off to the side. There's like the main conveyor belt rooms, but you're also seeing these other side rooms.
Okay. Is there one that's like not occupied, or is like there activity in all sectors?
Give me a perception check.
22.
Oh, yeah. You've noticed that no one's gone in or out of one of the rooms. You're short, but like you haven't seen anyone pass by the window in that room either. So that's your best bet.
I'm casting Misty Step, and I'm just gonna get into that room.
Ooh, through the window,
through the wall. So I disappear.
You disappear, and this is just setting off all sorts of alarm bells.
I kind of snap while he's doing that to be like, no, look over here, look at me. I'm not getting shackled.
I jingle my keys.
I refuse to be shackled as I'm waving my arms, trying to avoid the guards coming up to shackle me, making a big distraction.
Oh no! Don't shackle me, and definitely don't torture me afterwards. I would hate that.
It'd be awfully wrong to wrap up Rot's wrist. Right?
Oh no, where's Nathan going? Oh, he's getting, is that dice?
I think it's dice. Can I get a smidgen of like, hey, that was some good alliteration you just did there.
That was some good alliteration.
I took my headphones off when you alliterated.
I said it'd be awfully wrong to wrap up Rot's wrist, right?
Yeah, that's good.
Thanks.
Bars.
Does a 14 hit?
Me?
You.
No.
All right. The Warforged attempted to stab you as you've danced away and tried to not be shackled.
Buddy! Whoa! Just a little trespassing, I guess. Boy. Doesn't accidental trespassing again. I was invited in here. Castle law does not apply. I am a guest. Vampire type shit. You know, I'm allowed to be in here. I'm not actually a vampire. Don't stab me. I will come with you, but I'm not getting put in handcuffs. You don't have that authority.
Yeah, he's a sovereign citizen. Also, you really shouldn't...
I will come with you right now.
You should really buy us dinner first before you try to stab us with your sword. That's crazy. Please don't try to do it to me. That'd be terrible.
Who are you?
I don't know anymore. I'm just playing fun characters.
He's the assistant to me.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I'm his assistant.
I thought you were the assistant.
In more ways than one, if you know what I mean.
I'm the assistant manager. He's the assistant to the assistant manager.
Yep. It's on my business card. Here. I pressed a digitized minor illusion.
Your attempt to use magic to fake a business card to one of the most powerful magical beings in the
goofy
country.
Guy.
It's not honestly, a fake business. It's just a magic business card. Why would I? It stands out way more if I have a magic business card every time I hand it out.
Yeah, people remember
hand out
that.
Regular business cards.
You get a regular business card. People you remember like, my name, now, right? Logo, and
did I say my name?
No, was I actually do not know your name.
Was it on the business card?
The business card is a 2-for-1 BOGO coupon.
Oh, that's his name, I need Bogo. That. Yeah, for the to the shoe warehouse. I fucking love boots, my guy.
And that's so silly. Honestly, I'm probably gonna fire him after today. He's just tell you what. Let's go upstairs. We can have a laugh as I fire him. You and I have a drink. You look like a whiskey guy. What do you think? Let's get up there, the three of us.
Where did your friend go?
What friend?
The one with the fish.
That was Mr. Bogo here.
That's
No, because the fish.
Did he get it through? Did he get it through the gate? The hearth?
No, he misty stepped into another room. Which, Ander, I want to just... So you've misty stepped into this other room, and it seems like they're, like, testing out different arm designs here of, like, hey, this one's got a hand on one side, but then, like, swivels in the forearm and then, like, pops out, like, a crowbar, and then, like, another one's got, like, a hand on one side, but then, like, swivels in, like, pops out, like, a gun, like a six-shooting revolver.
Oh, shit.
And, like, you know, they've got all these different different types of hands that they're
Do they have making. Any revolvers just laying around, not yet installed, on an arm?
No. I mean, like, it's not like a gun that is, like, held by this. It's, like, built into the arm.
Okay.
You just like hold the arm and, like, pull the back nerve to fire it, like how you could with a frog leg.
Okay. So, no... instrument that I could use without removal of a limb.
There is no freestanding weapon that you would be used to using.
Fair enough. Does this, like, have any other exits or doors that lead anywhere else?
No. As you guys have descended down these stairs, you've descended into the, like, structure of the Verbishard, this, like, carved out mountain and thing. So, like, you wouldn't be able to walk out. You'd still be a ways off of ground level, but, like, you're in a mountain, basically, or in this, like, pillarly structure.
All right. Then, in that case, I will cast Detect Magic and just look around for stuff. I'm guessing there...
there both is and isn't, like, a lot of magic, like, in this room. Because a lot of this is, like, the mechanicals of mm-hmm. how they're building this. But within the Verbishard as a whole, shit ton of magic. The hearth that you're looking at, that is particularly magical. That is actually just planar magic, like that you're seeing. Now, it is not quite the same as what you saw. Actually, you weren't on Stroganoff's Island, so...
I was not.
You wouldn't know that this is different, but that's okay. But yeah, you're seeing a lot of magic.
Lots of magic, not in this room. Necessary.
Yes, and not in, like, a way that's necessarily useful to you.
Okay, do I have an idea that, like, throwing a fish through a creation hearth would cause the Day of Mourning?
that would be nothing, awesome.
There is nothing that would insinuate that throwing a fish through the creation arc would cause the Day of Mourning.
That'd be so fucking okay. Cool, though.
It was.
That's not gonna do there. I mean, there's not a whole lot useful in this room, so I don't have a whole lot of magic left here. So I guess I'm just gonna check out one of the cabinets, like, very intimately and hide.
Okay. Oh. Just put yourself into a cabinet and hide.
Yep.
Whack. All right. I'm going out with a fight.
All right. So the guards, these warforged have taken to attempting to stab Rot at the bare minimum.
Rude.
At that, we can either roll for combat or you try to de-escalate with words, depending on what we're feeling for the night.
At the moment, I'm personally trying to de-escalate it by being like, there's only been the two of us. You are crazy. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Hell yeah. Father, a small halfling slapped me in the face with a fish.
He's normal size, as I gesture to Will.
He's I'm not normal. I'm a freak. I'm tall as hell. Normal
yeah,
size.
Yeah, he's so tall.
This man is clearly like 6'2". The other man that slapped me with a fish was like 3'2".
How could he get it reach exactly? Your face if that was the case?
How did you guess mine and Anders' heights exactly? I mean...
Precision is what we do in House Caneth.
Really? I would love to learn more about what you do. Could you tell me about what's going on here, sir?
Of course I could. I could tell you all of the intricacies and details about how we painstakingly attach the knee bone to the femur and to the femur to the foot and then how we
those
build
don't connect
things.
At all. He missed something. He did something wrong there.
No, hang on. You remember the song, the leg bones connected to the foot bone. The foot bone's connected to the femur bone.
I'm just saying, if you have foot, femur, knee, you are wildly upside down, and that thing is not moving right.
I'm trying to recall anatomy on the fly here, my guy. While also doing a whiny,
yeah.
bitch
yeah,
forest.
Yeah, tell us more about the gate part of it. That seems really interesting.
Oh, what about the gate part of it? Well, the gate part of it is a whole big part of it. It's how we steal souls from other planes. And today we're about to fire it up with a brand new plane.
Oh, what plane would that be?
I feel I've said too much.
No, I'm very interested. It's just like really cool, this operation going on here. Are you hiring?
None of us are going to remember any of this. Well, you won't.
We are not hiring, and my son has said too much now.
Oh, he's your son. He's adorable. I'm going to kill him in under an hour if you don't tell me what plane.
I think with that, we have to start combat.
That's fair, but I'm going to try to talk during combat. I'm making a death threat. I will kill you, him, and this whole goddamn Caneth conglomerate if within the hour if you don't tell me what's going on in the planes. You can really shackle me up, but tell me what's going on with what plane it is first.
Persuasion check.
Hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Come on, 15.
That's reread, so I know how to pronounce it. Have you heard of Devarath?
Devarath? That's a plane? Devarath,
yes.
Devarath. Plane. No, but I've heard of your mama, and I flip him off.
We're really not trying to avoid this fight.
You guys really are not. Like,
I don't want to fight.
Listen, thought you wanted to fight. I thought that was your whole thing.
I was just here for a good time. I didn't want to be shackled either. That sounds terrible.
My bad. I'm sorry. Here, you can shackle me up. I willingly accept after flipping off and saying your mama.
God, shackle him. Yeah, you're about to be shackled, little man.
Yeah, see, no hey. Little man. You know hey. It's me.
Hey, you.
I was the little man with the fish.
Yeah, fucking spell shackle. Do it right now.
Well, first you connect the femur to the shackles.
That is, I mean, he's got me there.
Well, yeah, we'll put shackles on your hands, and we'll put shackles on your femurs. So,
all
right. How am I going to walk? I'm going to walk like little penguin.
Yeah, you little penguin waddle. You just little sidesteps.
I love this guy. What was your name, son?
Very close. I had him up. I'm Noran.
Noran
Caneth?
Noran to Caneth.
Do you say nerd?
Noran.
Nerd?
Noran. This is my father, Starin.
Right, keep
Starin.
Keep Starin. He's nerd.
Starin.
Like,
star in the sky?
Yeah, like, it's, I mean, I guess. Fuck you.
Hey, I'm willingly going with you. Why the anger?
Yeah, those are fighting words.
It's why you just got to show up in my house, y'all.
I told you I was allowed in by, what's his nuts?
By Yondu.
Yondu.
Oh, yeah,
Yondu
that
would
guy.
Never let you in. He would just talk to you and, like, random pauses in his speech. He'd be like, no, you can't come in. That's my Yondu impersonation.
That was pretty good, actually. Yondu
nailed it.
Do you want to be an actor? We've actually started several acting careers. Just one, really. But we could definitely help you out if you want to get in the acting scene.
No, I wouldn't want to be an actor. I'm an inventor. I build things. I make the future.
Mm. I wonder, do you guys think he survives?
No, I really don't. Not if the explosion happens from right here.
Yeah, this entire place is about to be leveled.
Who said that? Is that a cabinet?
In another room.
You guys really need to have WD-40? Maybe some of this fish oil? Lube up your damn cabinets? All right. Well, Raw, I think we have to fight. I don't actually want to be shackled. That was just a little character I'm working on.
I loved it. Look at that. Thanks. I believed him. Hey, not Starnad. Norand. Look how good an actor he is. I completely believed him that whole time. That character he was. Boga.
You did believe him so much so that you let yourself be shackled. So yeah, that's not the best if you do want to fight.
Am I actually shackled at the shackled?
Yeah,
at the
you shackled
at...
Hang on. I'm super thirsty. I'm shackled too. Can I just take a? I just got to take a quick drink. I'm real thirsty. I'll be able to last longer with the torture and stuff. Well, not last longer.
Who said anything about torture? We're just going to rip your souls from your bodies. Here, we just push you through.
Gotcha. Well, if I'm dehydrated, it's probably going to be it's going to be a dried up soul.
Oh, it's really not going to matter. Your souls won't exist. Or, I mean, it might on a different plane of existence. But yeah, no, you'll be fine.
So I'm getting pushed through. Let's do this. I go, where are we going? Come on, pussy. Show me where we're going. You won't do it.
So the couple of Warforged guard kind of walk you over.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They've stopped the conveyor belt, so Warforged are not going through.
Yeah.
And they kind of line you up with the mist.
Little fucking baby bitch. Push me, I dare you.
They push you through.
I reaction Misty Step to jump to the other side of it, so I'm kind of hidden.
Ooh.
Behind it. They just think I went through. I take that back. I do my ghostly tattoo, so, and then walk to the other side. So.
Oh, that's, I forgot.
What did the ghostly tattoo allow you to do?
I become
ethereal.
Ethereal. And so, like, he didn't actually push me, but I kind of just walk around to the other side, and they're just like, did he push him? Did he not? Did he make contact?
But your body still passes through?
No, because as soon as he would push, I'm becoming ghostly. His hand would just...
So his hand goes through you.
Yeah, but I just kind of walk to the other side.
Through the hearth or around the hearth?
No, around. Okay. I'm not going through that fucking thing. Hell no. Absolutely not. I'm waiting to see what happens to a fish first.
And so then, you do this, you walk around, and then...
And then come back normal and just kind of stand there like a Warforged would.
Very funny. We saw you walk around.
I'm a ghost. They don't see me.
You don't become invisible. You just kind of become like spectral.
You didn't see that.
You're really... Rot, you're a bad liar, I think.
I'll do it again. All right. Wasted that. And I walk back in front. Try again.
Can I just have
And I'm going to Misty Step to the other side this time.
Misty Step.
and then pretend that.
Okay. So I do want to also just remind you, these are magical creation inventor folk that you're doing this in front of.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They're going to know your tricks.
I'm trying to deceive them.
Give me deception check at disadvantage.
They sent anyone to find me.
I convinced them. You're gone. Hooray. 11.
Yeah, they're not buying it. They haven't quite sent anyone to find you yet. You're not by the hearth. You're a little bit out of sight, out of mind.
I'm Warforged.
Listen,
Warforged.
As a person, I can only keep track of so much of what's going on. These are also just people that can only keep track of so much of what's going on.
Rot, you're not a fucking Pokemon. Why are you saying Warforged?
God Warforged. Not comprehend. Warforged.
Right. I want my last request to be to just drink. I just want to take a drink of my fucking little thing here, a little tankard. I'm an alcoholic, and I want my last drink.
I suppose a dying man can have a last drink, and Starin comes over and, like, gets your tankard out and, like, opens it to, like, let you drink it.
Hell yeah.
And then pulls back at the last second.
Oh, what a dick.
And he's like, did you forget? We're magical folk that invent shit.
Okay.
I can get you a glass of water if you're thirsty, but I'm not going to give you this potion.
Saw that too.
Who said it was a potion?
I mean,
some people call it a potion.
Detecting magic, kind of what we do.
You're just always detecting magic? That's dope.
I mean,
I didn't see your spell card. I didn't activate your trap card to detect magic. It's not a reaction.
Will, are you reaction headbutting?
Sure, yeah. I got nothing else to do.
Roll it to hit.
Cool.
How close are we to boom? Or are we now delaying boom?
You may be delaying boom.
That's fine.
If it's the fish, I will die laughing.
Does my hit, I guess it's just my strength, right? If it's an improvised headbutt, oof.
Yeah.
While I was walking around, sorry, go ahead.
No, 12. 12 for the headbutt.
You don't hit him. He's able to kind of, you know, lean back and avoid being headbutted.
Does he spill the potion in his little...
He does not.
Bummer.
Andrew, what were you doing?
Did I see any, like, control mechanism for the hearth while I was walking around on the floor there?
You would have seen in some control mechanisms for the hearth, but they are not within your little room.
Sure. Yeah. I just want to, like, know where they are. And, like, if I think one of my friends is going to be going through it, I am going to try to mess with them.
Sure. So there's a conveyor belt, like, kind of like pull emergency stops. There's like two of those along the conveyor belt. But then there is like a control panel room that seems to be observing, and they can like press to start and stop. And Starin had signaled to them to stop a bit. And that is kind of a ways away from you. We're talking about maybe like 90 feet outside of the room.
Okay. Having to go like through the eyesight of everybody else.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Be real nice if you had Echo Man, wouldn't it?
It would, but I don't.
Just trade out Echo for a Paladin.
I mean, you can only go like 30 feet with that, though, so.
And then you trade, and then you move it. Fight it. So.
Hey, and now you don't have to. Congratulations.
Yeah.
I guess I'm going to try to start sneaking over.
Give me a stealth check.
Help.
18.
All right. You know, in the chaos, you're able to be sneaking fairly unseen. And you know, you get maybe halfway there. You, instead of going through the middle, you're going around, which maybe adds a little bit of distance, but helps with the stealth. And you know, you're about halfway there, and Starin and kind of is like, you know what? You've had so many questions about the hearth. Why don't we allow you to be the first to try it out on its newest setting? And he kind of signals to the like the control panel, and like they start pressing buttons, and a sound comes out. It's like, warning, new experimental setting being tried. Warning, new experimental setting being tried. And like kind of like blast shields kind of rise up from the floor in certain places, and the other scientists, other members of House Caineth, instead of working their normal positions, are all kind of like positioning themselves behind these blast settings, and like people with the like visors with the shield, the like thing welding masks, are like putting down like the welding masks to like watch and observe of this this trial. And as they shift it, the mist changes colors, so it becomes this like brown and red, almost like earthy smoke kind of fills the hearth.
Well, I'm sure that's not a problem. You guys should definitely keep trying this. I bet a big explosion isn't going to happen.
Warforged. If they're going to try to put one of my friends through, I'm throwing a fish through first.
Oh, yeah, throw that fish.
God, throw the fish. Make it happen on the fish. Perfect end cut scene.
So they're grabbing at Will and Raw and trying to push them through.
Yeah. Go gadget fish.
As you chuck the fish. And it flies through the air. Raw and Will are struggling. This perfect spiral of a fish crosses the event horizon, and boom, we're back in the field.
That's good storytelling. That's good storytelling. That's Chekhov's fish, baby. That is no red herring.
You can't. Damn. Say that again.
That's Chekhov's fish, baby. That is no red herring.
Deus ex machina. I don't know.
Deus ex machina.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh.
How many fish puns do we want?
A school of them.
Okay.
Good session, guys.
Hey, it's us again.
Adam and Nate.
We wanted to thank you for listening to this episode of Low Initiative.
If you could do us a favor and leave a rating and a comment on your favorite podcasting platform,
it would be greatly appreciated.
Also, follow us on Facebook.
Or send us an email at lowinitiativednd@gmail.com.
Just send us character ideas or thoughts and comments, whatever you'd like.
And we'll see you next episode.